And a very good morning to you, Barbara.
Morning, Kino.
So what do you have for us?
Right, so I'm going to look at one of the main trending hashtags on Twitter this morning, which was hashtag Khayelitsha, which you've already alluded to. There was quite a big argument and debate. I mean, obviously Twitter loves that. There are a lot of people saying, how dare you single out Khayelitsha? Because if you go there, obviously a lot of sections of Khayelitsha have perfectly acceptable brick and mortar homes in streets, which is true in parts of Khayelitsha. But the truth is, if you go down to other sections of Khayelitsha, they are not in those conditions, and that people yep. are living very tightly packed together in less than acceptable housing. So, I mean, I understand Twitter loves to get its knickers in a knot, but I think the fact that you alluded to Khayelitsha and other townships like that, those areas of the townships which are so densely populated, it is a very, very worrying factor.
Yes, Mitchell's Plain as well, backyard dwellers.
Mitchell's Plain,
etc. No.
So, you know, you can say, oh, you know, how dare you single this out? But I mean, it's because people are very worried and concerned, because we have a country where we are going to have to deal with that situation. And how do we do that?
No, absolutely. What else do you have for
yeah.
us?
Yeah. The second one I'm going to look at is also things that were being shared over the weekend, which was how the SANDF and SAPS have been dealing with people who have been flouting the emergency regulations. And there have been videos of people in Delft being where water cannons were released to get people off the streets. There was a particularly disturbing video, I'm not quite sure where that was, in South Africa, where police made these people flouting regulations do squats and almost frog marched them down the street. And a lot of legal people retweeting that and saying, when people break these laws, they must be arrested and dealt with in a legal manner. You yep. do not punish people in front of other citizens and embarrass them and yep. humiliate them and torture them and make them squat and frog march them down the street. Mm. While other people were sharing videos that were taken in what looked like sort of quite an affluent suburb, where people who in this case were white were sitting outside their houses on the grassy verges brying. Mm. And, you know, Twitter arguing, you know, why aren't the police here clamping down on these people happily brying and videoing each other and laughing? Whereas in townships, people don't have that kind of room.
You're
being pushed off the streets.
I moved between basically affluent areas and the poorest areas, and I see most of the concentration of policing in the poorer areas. And yes, it's highly densified, but if you look at some of the chancers who think that they can go and have bribes on their verges out in the front, which they
exactly.
can't do.
I mean,
you
can and it's go, unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, you can go into the back garden and whatever and do what you need to there, but you need to stay away from people. So no moving out of your house in the front, especially.
Yeah, in this particular video, the families were on the four corners of their grassy verges so that they could have a lekker, a gezellig braai, you know, but obviously across the street. And I mean, really, do people have to do that? Just behave yourselves and stay in your garden.
Well, I've got a photograph that I took yesterday, Bloberg beachfront. Mm-hmm. You know, people standing on their balconies, and there's this one dude, I think the block is called Asante, standing outside of the block having a fat conversation with people. I mean, I've got the photograph here. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, what else is there, Barbara?
Well, the third one, I thought, let's end on a lighter note. And of all the jokes and funny shares, this one really, really made me laugh. There was someone on Facebook who shared everybody's tweets about the shock that partners have got when they suddenly realize what their partner is like at work. So they're working at home now, and the jokes are so funny. In other words, suddenly your husband, wife, or partner is at home working, and you can overhear their work conversations and their Zoom conferences, and they are like strangers to them. And it was just, they were just very funny. So one woman wrote, quoting what her husband had said, why don't we table that and revisit it in a couple of days? And she said, who is he? We've never tabled a thing or revised anything in our 36 years of marriage. Which I thought was actually very funny. Another one said, I'm married to the guy who calls everyone chief. And other very funny ones saying, you know, my husband's the kind of guy that says, let's circle back, or just one more question at the end of every meeting. And one other person said, you know, my husband never sits at a robot for 3 seconds, but he's so nice on the phone to his work colleagues. He has so much patience.